I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, January 24th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every Monday, is David Sanger, Chief Washington Correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Carrie, and a cold morning, too.
Indeed. David, let's look ahead to the State of the Union speech tomorrow. What should we be looking at from President Obama?
Well, this is a tricky speech for the president, Carrie. Of course, he lost his majority in the House, so he's somewhat in the position that President Clinton was in when he gave his State of the Union speech in 1995. The second problem he's got is that he wants to explain why there need to be what he'll call investments in the American economy at a time that the new Republican majority is just looking for budget cuts. And so he's got an uphill battle here where he's got to explain that he's got a long-term plan for cutting the deficit and also convince Americans why that plan shouldn't kick in too early, lest it nip in the bud whatever recovery we're seeing.
If the president does move to the middle, as Bill Clinton did, as you said, when he declared that the age of big government is over, what is his liberal base going to think?
Well, his liberal base is going to be fearful that in announcing a new competitiveness agenda, the president is essentially going to be giving in to those who want tax cuts for big businesses. That competitiveness in President Obama's mind may mean one thing, but in the minds of the Republican majority, it may simply mean freeing up businesses from the burden of taxes. And certainly the left does not believe that they elected Barack Obama to enact corporate tax cuts. So he's got to come up with a definition of competitiveness that will not only be persuasive, but will demonstrate that it's more than just tax cutting. And that's a difficult thing to do because the government has attempted this in the past and only with mixed results.
What should we expect to hear about the federal deficit?
Well, the president is going to certainly make the argument that over the long term, the deficit is not only a huge economic drag on the United States, but that it's a national security threat, that there is no way that the United States can maintain its leadership around the world if it is fighting high deficits each year and has the overhang of a huge debt. The difficulty is that the plan that even he has put out to reduce the debt is not extraordinarily aggressive. And the plan that his deficit and debt commission put out back in December, while far more aggressive, had a number of features in it that even many Republicans said were dead from the beginning, including, say, eliminating the home mortgage deduction. So he's going to have a very difficult case to make that he's got basically a 10 or 20-year plan that the government can stick to bring the deficit back down. For Clinton, you'll remember, the only thing that worked was growth. Growth creates tax revenues, and the tax revenues ended up eliminating the deficits.
What about Afghanistan and Pakistan? Any new messages there?
Well, here, national security is likely to be a secondary but important part of the speech, and he's going to have to make the argument that the surge has been working and that he's on the way and on schedule to begin that troop withdrawal in 2011. Now, we know from things that have happened in the past year that it's not supposed to be complete until 2014, and he's got to make the argument that the surge is actually showing real results. And as our reporting on the ground indicates, it's a very mixed bag. In many places where American troops are present, they have certainly regained control. But it may only be a temporary control because the Taliban may simply be biding their time to move in after the U.S. has moved out. So it all depends on retraining the Afghan troops, and that's been a fairly long slog and has had, at best, mixed results.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
David Sanger is Chief Washington Correspondent for The New York Times. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's The Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.